USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With 1 week to go, the presidential candidates are crisscrossing the country, making last-minute pushes for support. At a Tuesday rally in Michigan, President Trump attacked former Vice President Joe Biden for past economic policies he said hurt Michigan workers.
Biden was a cheerleader for NAFTA. You got killed by them. A catastrophe for the auto industry and for your state. Following NAFTA, one-third of the auto jobs left and they went to Mexico and Canada, but they went to Mexico. Biden enthusiastically voted for China's entry into the World Trade Organization, fueling the rise of China on the backs of Michigan workers.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are world champions for the first time since 1988 after beating the Tampa Bay Rays 3-1 in Game 6 of the World Series. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The First Lady made a rare campaign speech on Tuesday. Melania Trump spoke to supporters in Atglen, Pennsylvania, in what is her first solo appearance on the campaign trail this year. The First Lady focused her message on the COVID-19 pandemic, talking about her family's bout with the virus, and taking Democrats to task for politicizing the pandemic.
The Democrats have chosen to put their own agendas ahead of the American people's well-being. Instead, they attempt to create a divide. A divide on something that should be nonpartisan and non-controversial. A divide that causes confusion and fear instead of hope and security.
The president himself held rallies in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nebraska, while former Vice President Joe Biden campaigned in Georgia. Vice President Mike Pence was also on the stump, speaking at events in North and South Carolina. Former President Barack Obama was also campaigning for Biden in Florida. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With 1 week before Election Day, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is seemingly running a different type of campaign. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
As the election draws near, both presidential candidates hitting the campaign trail, President Trump crisscrossing the country, hitting most of the battleground states between now and Election Day. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has been criticized for not doing a lot of campaigning. Biden telling reporters just because he's not out doing campaign events doesn't mean he's not working.
I'm going to be going to Iowa, I'm going to Wisconsin, I'm going to Florida, and maybe other places as well. There's a lot we've been doing as well in terms of being online and social, everything from fundraising efforts to making sure we meet. I met today with a group of leaders in the Democratic Party laying out where we're going to go, getting their input and like. So we're constantly, there's not been a day that hadn't been a 12-hour day yet.
Residents on the Gulf Coast of Louisiana are bracing for yet another storm as Tropical Storm Zeta takes aim at them. The storm made landfall Monday on the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico as a Category 1 hurricane. It weakened to a tropical storm as it moved back into the Gulf of Mexico, but is expected to re-strengthen into a hurricane. Hurricane warnings are in effect from central Louisiana to the Alabama state line, with many of the areas expected to take the brunt of Zeta's force already dealing with damage from hurricanes Laura and Delta, which hit earlier in the season. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.